Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Mindset Media Radio. Remember that he who is blessed by the understanding of grasping what he sees, what he hears, and what he feels. We are in a time where we understand that God says, I created man in my image. Which simply means that I created man with ears that we bring information, with eyes that we bring information, with a mouth that we insert and impart some type of food that enables that man to live in God's image. Remember, as I speak to you, you have gates. There's something that's called an eye gate. There's something that's called an ear gate. And there's something that's called a mouth gate. But of course, we have also the ability of senses, of smelling senses, what we smell, to sense, to discern. So our eye gates are a result of what we see, what we visualize. What we see most becomes the ability and the capacity to enable us to visualize. What we hear most inspires and stimulates our ability, our mindset, to be able to think about each word that we have heard or each idea that we have received in our mind. The things that we watch on TV, television, radio stations, everything that vibrates in the air is a result of pictures, images that are traveling back and forth in the air. And in this air that surrounds our environment, there are sound waves, there are vibration, there are radiating information, radiating in dimensions and in sequences and in folders of sequences. So watch what you are hearing and what you're seeing, because through what you see and through what you hear, you're going to determine who you are, and it's also going to determine where you're going. I've come to declare that in our story in the Bible, that is the book of Numbers chapter 13, verse 1 to 33, declares unto us that the Lord commanded Moses and said, in each tribe among the 12 tribes of Israel, get the leaders out of those tribes. And after getting the leaders out of those tribes, send them into the promised land to spy out the land. Now the word spy there means to survey the land, to see the huge, the height, the largeness of the land. To survey the land, to find out what type of people are in this land. Are they powerful? Are they weak? What type of business do they exchange in most? How do they export? How do they import? They went to do a feasibility survey. To survey the land. They went to see. But what was the purpose? Why are they seeing? Why are, whatever they are seeing, why are they grasping what they are seeing? Why are they carrying it into their eyes and their mindset so that they may carry it back as information, as radiating information, as a report, as news back to their people? Did you know that when Yeshua HaMashiach gathered his disciples, that the first talent that he worked on to see to it that each one of them writes the story of what he has seen, heard, and also experienced through the man that he was serving. They were writers of stories, journalists, become journalists. So Yeshua HaMashiach, what he did, he trained journalists first. That's what he did. In fact, for you to tell me that you're born again today, you are born again because of the news that has been said and spoken on the journalism level, where people speak to us and they declare unto us and they proclaim unto us, he died, resurrected, sitting on the right hand side of God in heaven, and he says, get born again. Be thou saved from sin. It's all a result of information that comes to us. The news, what somebody is reporting. To surprise you, this happened to the 12 spies. Each one of them had become a journalist, bringing some journalism information to his people. Now imagine, if I'm to bring good news to you, I try to expound on my good news so that I may convince you to accept what I'm saying, that it is good. Notice, this opportunity, the 12 spies had an opportunity to do that for their people. They came to bring back a news to their camps. And 10 of them brought back bad news. 10 of them brought back a bad report. 10 of them brought back a gossiping report, a stinking type of report. And they say to their people, you know what? We have been in the promised land, yes. Well, it could be a good promised land, yes, but we are weak people, we are feeble people. Let us not even waste time imagining that we can fight these giants that we have found in the land. It's inconceivable. Let us not even accept it in our ears and our eyes. We tell you, well, the land where we went, I tell you, the land devours its enemies. We looked at ourselves and we are small, like small. They were speaking a kind of voice of insecurity. They were so insecure of themselves that the insecurity reflected the news they were displaying in the minds, the mindset of their people. Instead of motivating them to see that they can do things that are impossible because God is with them, they saw that they were weak and feeble people. God had betrayed them. God had sent them out there to be killed, destroyed by their families, destroyed, and their children all destroyed. Why? God is wishing them not well. God desires them to perish. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? They brought back the bad news. But listen, after listening to this bad news, now the rest you can see that the hating God. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo, God's Quota, who celebrate Uganda in the land of Ham, the land of Kush, the Pearl of Africa. I'm saying God bless.